Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, March 8th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago on the second Saturday of each month. And Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The show explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I happen to know a little bit about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer, I was actually on the MCA label, corporate consultant with big five consulting firms like Anderson Consulting, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Joe Pullet said, "The cost of video production has come down to a point where there are no barriers to entry. Buyers have devices that can play videos with them at all times and are engaging in 100% more information year over before decision." So today's show is particularly going to be helpful in that regard to get your videos out there. By the way, today's show is brought to you by budgetpreneur.com. If you find you have very little money to invest in your business and still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. And by the way, if you're listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call in is 646-381-4198. We have another fantastic show for you today. Our topic is a wonderfully exciting one. It's called Building Trust with Online Video Marketing. We all love to watch video. Today, many of us are overwhelmed by all the information about marketing and technology, which comes at us from every direction that some of us have stopped reading. It's just simpler to watch. You can find just about anything you want to know by watching a video. So it makes perfect sense to incorporate video into your business marketing. Our guest today, Anthony Idle, has a 4-week video marketing course. I'll let him tell you about it later. It's free for you. And let me tell you a little bit about him right now. Anthony Idle knows all the wonders of video marketing, and he's going to share it with you in this show. What sets him apart from others in the online marketing space is his offline sales and marketing credentials. He's foremost a marketer and doesn't believe that you can separate online and offline marketing. Anthony has an MBA from Queensland University of Technology and resides in Australia, and we are really grateful that he got up very, very early this morning at 7 a.m. where he is and joins us to share his expertise. Welcome, Anthony.
Welcome. Good afternoon to everyone.
First question, why did you get into video marketing?
Look, it's an interesting story, I guess. Back in 2010, I was running a traditional business over there in the States. I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and that business was pretty large, and it went belly up in the global financial crisis. But the traditional sales and marketing in that business relied on relationships. We had a sales force that had to manage accounts and build relationships with people. So it's always been really important, the relationships. And I've got a background in sales and marketing. And when I did my MBA, the key lesson of the course was to always be different and to leverage your most valuable assets. You know, assets that are valuable, rare, can't be copied, organized to be effective. And when you think about when you think about video, when you're putting across your personality, no one can copy your personality. So it's a really good way of getting into video, you know, that realization that we need to make our relationships and use our best assets. So I guess I started to learn internet marketing by people like James Stranko, and he had a guest on one of his shows that was a guy called Gideon Chalwick, and he spoke about video and his approach. You know Gideon?
I've heard of him. I know him. I get his newsletter. Continue, please.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's got a great approach, and really, he was the one that turned the light on for me, that sort of made the strategy, the relationships, and the video click together.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad we had that 6 degrees of separation moment there. Why should people use video in their marketing? Why should we do it?
Well, I think the reason, my first impression of Gideon was, you know, he's an honest, intelligent, yet a humble guy. And you're going to ask, you know, how could I feel this way about someone I just met? And it's really interesting. I guess, do you know what the formula for trust is? Have you heard this before?
No.
Trust equals credibility plus reliability plus intimacy divided by self-interest. It's a really important formula for people to know with their marketing. So in terms of credibility with Gideon, he's running a six-figure business. He's a guest expert on a show. In terms of reliability, he has lots of testimonials. His intimacy, he's got a very quiet nature, and it pulls you in, makes you interested in him. And in terms of self-interest, he was giving value by teaching rather than pushing a sale. You know, some people just push products at you, and straight away you don't trust them, and you know that they're selling. So, but Gideon was very much using the sort of sales techniques that we learned, or relationship techniques we learned in traditional sales and marketing, but he was coming at it in a very different way. And so the ability to create that first impression through video is why people should use it in their marketing. They can build relationships at scale, the right type of relationships and the right sort of first impressions with video.
I like that. And also, people really get to see you and get to see who you are. So they feel, I've never met Gideon, but I feel as though I know him because I have experienced him through so many of his videos, to be honest.
Yeah. So I was going to say, isn't that wonderful that you can feel that way about someone?
What types of videos work well on YouTube? I was just visiting, as I told you earlier, I visited your YouTube channel today before the interview. So I'm curious because you have some wonderful videos there. What types of videos work well on YouTube?
Well, there's a couple of major goals, I guess, people have for their videos. The first one would be to motivate people. They might want to inspire someone to take a certain course of action. Other ones are like entertainment videos. Everyone knows, I don't know if people know, the Annoying Orange and Dan Bo, who's a major star on YouTube. But more often than not, there's a lot of educational videos. How-to videos are really popular. They work really well. And what is really important for these types of videos is to keep it real. You know, YouTube is about you. It's not Hollywood Tube. It's not slick, professional-looking advertisements. They're real people doing real videos, authentic videos. So that's really important to work well.
Is there a strategy that you use when you do your YouTube video, a specific one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's really important is to be very clear on what your topics are that you want to blog about. So up front, I talk a lot about a content strategy where you might have five categories or themes that you like to talk about that you might want to shoot videos for. And for those five topics or themes, you know, I really encourage people to do a mind map and try and come up with 10 subjects or topics for each of those five categories. And that's really the basis of your website. And if you're going to make a video every 2 weeks, and you've got 50 topics listed out, you've got your 2 years' worth of content planned. If you back that up with keyword research, then you know that you're on topic. And that's sort of the first level of structure. The next structure underneath that is really, if you're going to make a video, typically it could be 2 minutes long, 3 minutes long. Three is getting a bit long these days. Most people time out at 51, but I always start out with a structure. I give them an introduction that might be 15 seconds. A branding clip might be 5 seconds. That might be just your logo. Then I just try and cover 3 points in the body of the video. And then finally, there's a call to action. And, you know, in 2 minutes, that goes pretty quick. So introduction, branding, 3-point body, and then a call to action.
A call to action, yes. So now that you've seen this, what should you do?
Yeah, what absolutely. I think sometimes people forget about things called micro goals. You know, you might just want someone to give your video a thumbs up, or you might want them to leave a comment down below. It's not always about subscribing to a channel or, you know, going to a website. So it's about, I always like to think of a brick wall, and I call it a little trust brick. You know, you're giving a little bit of value, and you're just putting down one brick in the trust wall. You know, you're just building a wall constantly, giving people value, and it adds up.
It absolutely does. Like the value you gave to all of us today by getting up. Is it Sunday there?
Yeah, it's Sunday morning.
It's Sunday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning there in Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and so that was value that you gave to my listeners today that would allow them to trust you and go and visit your YouTube channel or learn more about you, because you got up on the other side of the world at 7 a.m. where it's already tomorrow and are here sharing your expertise on video marketing. I'm really grateful, so I wanted to get that out there. What's a good structure for a video? Is that what you just gave me, that specific 2 minutes to 3 minutes, a branding for 5 seconds, 3 points?
Yeah, it is. And I guess I could expand that a bit more. I guess if you think about five different types of videos, you know, you've got, so that's really a formula for a blog-type video. But you've also got landing page videos, educational videos that might be in your funnel. You've got sales letters, and then you've got ads. You know, and a lot of people are doing ads on YouTube these days. John Carton's a famous copywriter. He's got a structure about who are you, what have you got, what does it do for me, how do I get it, and what should I do now? That's more of a structure for an ad. And people might create a 1 minute or 1 minute 30 type video like that. And they can push that out by YouTube promoted videos, and that's another approach people use. In terms of sales letters, sales videos, one of the things that I particularly like, when I was in corporate, I used to be a member of the Sales Executive Council, and they did a whole lot of research about different types of pitches, and they've got one called a teaching pitch. And if you can imagine a bit of a roller coaster, the structure of that one is, start out with empathy, and you know, empathy is the thing that makes us different to animals. Humans are supposedly the only creature that can empathise with another. So I always start out with empathy, and then if you imagine the roller coaster goes straight up to desire. You know, what do people really desire? And then from desire we come back down to level plane again, we're back to reality. And then we go down into a sinking feeling. We're going down below the line. Think about what's the problem or issue, challenge that someone's facing. And once we've covered those three things, we then can introduce our solution. And then we might want to build a desire. We might want to add some testimonials, talk about our guarantee, remove all the risk from the buyer, finally through to the call to action. So that's a strategy for a sales video. It's based on research by the executive council, sales executive council.
I like that, and it makes sense too. I like the roller coaster analogy, because you could actually see that happen sometimes as you interact with people. Yes. How do you shoot your videos?
These days, there's two types of videos that I shoot. A lot of them are on screen, screen captures, and to do that, I'm using a program like ScreenFlow. I'm a Mac user. I also use Camtasia. I've got a Windows laptop that I don't use so much, but I can use Camtasia there. Both those products are paid editing programs, but there's free versions out there. So in about a week or two back, I found out about an extension for Chrome browser. It's called Screencastify, and what that is, it's a free screen capture tool that allows you to, say if you've got a PowerPoint presentation that you've made, you can use Screencastify on your Chrome browser, and then you might just use Google Drive to present your video, and you can actually record your video that way on screen. So that's an easy tool, and that's free. Another video tool that I use is called Screener. And if you go to screener.com, it's much the same. It will record a certain part of your screen. And so, again, if you've got a PowerPoint video that you're speaking to, then you can record that and turn it into a video very quickly. So that's for all the sort of screen-based videos, which are nice and easy for people who don't like to be on camera. Now, for face-to-camera type videos, sorry?
Keep going. Continue, please.
I was going to say for face-to-camera type videos, I've given away shooting on my DSLR, and I've even got a handheld camera. I just don't use those anymore, and I've gone to just using the iPhone. And what's really amazing, and it relates sort of back to the quote you started with, the technology in our phones back in 2005 to have a camera with the same quality of the footage would have cost $35,000. So, we're walking around with a $35,000 camera in our pockets. Well, if it was 2005, that's how much that camera would have cost. So I just use an app on the... I shoot with an iPhone 5, and the app that I use is called Filmic Pro.
How do you spell that? Filmic Pro?
Filmic Pro, FILMIC, and the new word, PRO.
Film it, Pro. Okay.
Yeah. And so I actually shoot a fair bit of green screen video, and what I do, I put a green screen up in the room, and it's around probably 7 foot high by 4 foot wide. Pops up this little screen. And I just stand against it, put the iPhone on a tripod. You can get tripod extensions on Amazon.com, and just shoot up against that. And then I take it into, once I've done my shooting, I actually wear a lapel microphone hooked to a Sony IC recorder, because the quality of your video really comes down to the quality of your audio. I've got a number of videos up on YouTube where I've just recorded them straight on the computer, speaking straight at the screen, and the microphone on your computers isn't very good. So These days, and even now, I wear a headset with a USB microphone, and the sound quality is a lot better using a USB microphone. And likewise with the Sony IC recorder, it's really important to get that quality of the sound.
That sounds wonderful, because I know when I watch videos sometimes, you can watch one video and the sound is crisp and clear and you truly enjoy it, and then you go to another one and the sound is scratchy and not very good, and some there's no sound at all. And personally, I bail, because if it's a video, I want sound.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. Let's see. Time is flying away. How should videos be distributed?
So once I've shot a video and produced it, I publish it up to YouTube. But I've got the MP4 file for the movie. What I then do is I then put the I also put that video onto Vimeo, and I can do a couple of tricks with my video. One of the reasons I like video so much is that you can strip out a few things. So I can take the audio from the video and make an MP3, and I can push that across to iTunes as a podcast if I want to podcast. So that's one way of taking that video and doing more with it. I also take, say if I've done a PowerPoint style presentation, I can take the PowerPoint and I can actually upload that to SlideShare. And so that's another way to distribute my video around. If I convert the PowerPoint presentation to a PDF, I then take the PDF and I put it onto a channel, a document type channel called Scribe, and put it up there for the world to see there. I guess I have their really master sites. And once I've populated my master sites, I then can distribute the link from those master sites back out into my social media feeds. So your traditional social media, you know, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, Google+, etc. If I share the link for all those master sites across social media, I'm then multiplying my content and also doubling it up. I also use a tool called, I haven't really spoken about my blog, but Once I've taken the video from it's on YouTube, I embed the video into my WordPress blog, and I then take it across to speechpad.com. And I don't know if you know about Speechpad, but it's a great service to get your videos or any audio transcribed. And it's an American service where they give really good quality transcription. So typically, if I've got a 3-minute video, that's a $3 transcription, and it gives me a whole lot of text that I can then embed back into my WordPress site. So I've shot the video and that's my text already done, because I know I'm going to go to speechpad.com and get a transcription done. That way Google has lots of text to read for their search engine, and they can rank you for a whole lot more keywords. And what's really important these days is with Google's last change in their algorithm, they're setting up for natural voice searches. So if you've got natural voice text, then you're more likely to match those phrases. So that's an important point.
What is that? What is natural voice text? I never heard that term before.
If you go into the Google search bar these days, you'll see there's a little microphone alongside the search bar. And rather than people typing in on their keyboard, it might be video marketing, they might hit that button for the microphone and they might speak into the speaker and say, how do I create videos, or how do I use video in my marketing? And it's a different strain of phrase than what people type. And so there's a shift not only in, faster speeds on the internet, cheaper handheld devices, higher processing power, but there's also now a change in the search algorithm. So it's all adding up to video marketing.
Absolutely. I've learned quite a bit today. I really, really have. Because I never considered it in the way that you just shared it, but I use the natural voice text, because I use my iPhone and ask Siri for things all the time. I just pull Siri up and speak to her as though she's a person, and that's how I get a lot of my results. If I'm driving or if I'm in a restaurant or something, I don't have access to the internet, I just ask her. But I never thought about it in that vein, natural voice text, that people, when they're searching, if I want to be found, I need to consider that as well.
Well, with what you're doing here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, it's perfect for taking across to speech pattern getting transcribed. You would have a wealth of rich content.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said yesterday, I apparently have a gold mine here on my computer that I haven't really dug into yet. And based on what you've shared with me today and the audience today, I'm elated because there's so much I can do with that. So do you have any closing comments for our listeners?
Look, I would say that just start easy. Just start with PowerPoint-style videos. Have a look at services like Screener or Screencastify. Just start recording, creating some videos that way. If they want to have a look at my 4-week free video marketing course, they can go across to my website, localvideomarketing.biz. And, you know, that's an easy, free way. There's no pitch in that. That's just giving content and it's giving detail about how to do these sorts of things.
That's wonderful. May I raise my hand and ask for a list of the websites that you mentioned today? If you send me that in an email, I'll post it and share it with the listeners. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
Yes, I tried writing them down, but sometimes, you know, it sounds like one thing on the phone and it's really something else. So that would be truly awesome. And you, sir, are amazing.
Thank you. That's very, very nice of you. You can't tell me, but I'm blushing now.
Thank you so much, Anthony, for getting up early on Sunday morning on the other side of the world to share this informative session with all of our listeners. And thanks to all of you, too, for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'd like to leave you with this thought for the day. Carrie Lowe said, "There's something about video marketing that helps it stay apart from the other online marketing tactics. When it's done correctly, all you need is one video marketing campaign to build up highly targeted traffic for a really, really long time." And today, Anthony has given us lots of techniques that we can use to help build that highly targeted traffic for us. Remember to join us on the second Saturday each month. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback on today's show. Thank you so much, Anthony.
My pleasure.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.